WLAW Sports. Next, we'll break down the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it. But not doing your laundry really isn't an option. Unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
The future is here. Thumb Cellular has launched the latest, fastest 4G service in the United States. It's 10 times faster than 3G will ever be. Get on a network like you've never experienced before. You now have access to 19 sites throughout the Thumb. You also have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide, with more coverage than all other networks combined.
I give you the future.
Thumb Cellular has a selection of devices that work with the 4G service, such as the Motorola Razr Max, Novatel Wireless USB Modem, and the Novatel Wireless MiFi Hotspot. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Prepare yourself for a 4G invasion with Thumb Cellular. The future of wireless is here.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Marlette Red Raiders on the road, taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates with a victory tonight. Marlette would clinch the outright title in the East. If Harbor Beach wins, they'll share it together, pending a victory over Memphis on the following this week. The Harbor Beach Pirates are 17-1 overall, 7-1 in league play, one game out of first place, the only team they lost to. Last time these two teams met was that triple overtime thriller in Marlette, when Eli Kraft nailed a long 3-4 overtime. The Pirates ran out of ammo and fell short 70-74. This season at home, Harbor Beach is undefeated at 9-0. Overall, the Harbor Beach offense scores 64.8 points per game and allows 42, plus 22.8 points per game for the Pirates. At home, the margin nearly stays the same, but the Pirates score less and give up less, 61.4 versus 38.5, so positive 22.9 for HB. Now with John Winnie, we look inside the Harbor Beach huddle.
Clark, Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates, in order to avenge their only loss, they're going to look to go ahead for a fast start. They're going to try to push the tempo, keeping the Red Raiders off balance. Now, the Harbor Beach Pirates, they're a smart enough team to know that if they take their foot off the accelerator, then momentum automatically goes to their opponent. So I'm looking for a real big game out of Aaron Ginther, Andrew Seaman, and Eli Kraft. Those are the three experienced players that go out there and do it day in and day out.
The Pirates tail nearly perfect out of the year. Their only blemish is the team in front of them, the Marlette Red Raiders. Of their 17 victories, only two have come less than 10 points. They're a perfect 9-0 at home this year. Last year, they finished 9-1 in the world's greatest man-made harbor, with their only loss at home in 2011-2012, John, Marlette. Currently, a six-game winning streak for the Pirates. Last loss, Marlette, 27 days ago. If Harbor Beach wins tonight, they would clinch a share of the GTC East title with Marlette, barring a meltdown against Memphis on Thursday. A Pirate victory would put Marlette and the Pirates both with one loss in divisional play. We are about 12 seconds away from the national anthem. We'll let you listen in here. It's being sung live by Halima Akel, a student here in Harbor Beach. Enjoy.
Good evening and welcome to Harbor Beach High School for tonight's varsity boys basketball game between the Red Raiders of Marlette and the Pirates of Harbor Beach. If you would stand, gentlemen, remove your hats, enjoying Halima Akal as she sings our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets went clear, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner high and wave for the lands of the free and the home of the
Once again, that was Halima Akal, a senior here in Harbor Beach, singing the national anthem for the Pirates. We have a very special night tonight here. We're also going to be listening in to the senior night festivities here for the Pirates. Four seniors on this Harbor Beach squad this year, and we give them a little bit of a tribute here. And we're going to do the same here on the radio broadcast. 8 minutes around the clock against Marlette in Harbor Beach here. Obviously, a game that was supposed to take place in about an hour and a half, but in due to the inclement weather coming up, they decided to move it forward. So, here we go.
Harbor Beach Community School. If you would please stand at this time so we can recognize you.
You're listening to the Harbor Beach Senior Night festivities here in Harbor Beach, Michigan. They're currently applauding all the youth programs from Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic School in Zion Luther.
At this time, we'd like to introduce our senior basketball players playing in their last regular team home game. Number 2, Brandon Oswald. Brandon is the son of Michael Crystal Oswald. He has competed in the basketball program for 4 years. He also lends his talents to the Pirate football team. Brandon is an outstanding student-athlete, compiling a perfect 4.0 GPA. He is the president of Student Council in the National Honor Society. Next fall, Brandon plans on attending Central Michigan University to study pre-med. Number 12, Aaron Ginther. Aaron is the son of John and Bev Ginther. Aaron has competed in the basketball program for 4 years, 3 years on varsity. He also plays football for the Pirates. Aaron has earned a 3.2 GPA while attending Harbor Beach High School. His future plans will take him to Saginaw Valley State University in the fall. Number 24, Jonathan Kraft.
Once again, you're listening to the Harbor Beach Senior Festivities.
Jonathan is the son of Ron and Cindy Kraft. John has competed in the basketball program for 4 years. He also plays soccer and baseball for the Pirates. Throughout his high school career, John has compiled a 3.2 GPA. Next fall, Jonathan will be attending college to study social work. Number 40, Andrew Seaman. Andrew is the son of David and Jamie Seaman. He has competed in the basketball program for 4 years, 3 years on the varsity. He also plays soccer for the Pirates. Andrew has compiled a 3.2 GPA while attending Harbor Beach High School. His future plans will take him to Michigan State University, and he will also work on the family farm. These four amazing student athletes not only have excelled in the classroom, but have also been very successful in the Pirate athletic programs for the past 4 years. Jonathan and Andrew have helped